Regarding the value of good deeds, the hadith tells us, I, bracket Abdul Rahman, bracket, heard the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, say, there were three people amongst the people who lived before you. They were travelling and found a cave and entered it in order to spend the night. Then a rock slid down from the mountain and blocked the entrance of the cave. They said to each other, nothing will save you from this rock except that you supplicate to Allah the High with your good deeds. One of them said, O Allah, I had two aged parents, and I did not serve a drink to any family member or servant before them. One day, I was drawn far away in search of greenery, bracket, to feed his cattle, bracket, and did not return until after my parents had gone to sleep. After I had finished milking, I brought them their drink and found that they were sleeping. I hated to wake them, nor would I give any part of the milk to my family or servants before serving them. So I remained with a jug in my hand, waiting for them to wake until the break of dawn, and the children were crying from hunger by my feet. So they awoke and drank their evening drink. O Allah, I did this seeking your face, so relieve us from that which we are in on account of this rock. Thereupon the rock moved a little, but they were unable to emerge from the cave. Another said, O Allah, I had a female cousin who was to me the most beloved person of all people. I wanted her, but she denied me. Then she was stricken by a barren year, so she came to me, and I gave her 120 dinars, bracket gold coins, on condition that she surrendered herself to me. So she did. When I was in control above her, she said, fear Allah, and do not break the seal except with its rights. So I left her, although she was to me the most beloved person, and I left the gold I had given her. O Allah, I did this seeking your face, so relieve us from that which we are in. Thereupon the rock moved again, but they were still unable to emerge from the cave. The other said, O Allah, I hired some labourers and paid them all their wages except for one man who left what was due to him and went away. I nurtured his wage and business and his wealth increased. After a time he came to me and said, O worshipper of Allah, give me my wage. So I said, by Allah, all that you see is from your wage, camels, cows, sheep and youth. He said, O worshipper of Allah, do not mock me. I replied, I do not mock you. So he took it all and drove it away, leaving none of it. O Allah, I did this seeking your face, so relieve us from that which we're in. Thereupon the rock moved and they emerged, walking from the cave.